Hi, this is Karin Anderson, the host of Life Now. Welcome to Life Now, the radio show devoted to living well in this life rather than paying attention to the next. Our purpose is to probe where boldness rears its promising head and to uplift those moments where integrity, compassion, and justice make their way into our living and loving. A challenging feat, we know, but certainly one worth aspiring to. So, today's show is about this I believe statements. As a congregation, we regularly invite members, either as part of our worship or through our small groups, to put their beliefs down on paper. And as you're going to hear, you can see from many of the folks who are going to comment, it's always an unexpectedly meaningful experience. And why is that? Well, you see, as Unitarian Universalists, we're often called heretics. And in truth, I think we accept this label gladly, since in its original Greek form, the word literally meant those who choose. So, I guess we consider it a privilege to be a community that helps individuals clarify and choose their religious paths for themselves. And you're going to hear some really amazing beliefs and value systems that have arisen from those individual searches. I want to just share a few with you. Things like what something Stephen Buckley said. He said, "I believe that by picking up the crumpled coffee cup on my way in from the parking lot, and by holding the door open for someone, I am restoring balance to the world." Others are something more like what Eve Holberg has to share. She said, "I believe in faith. I am one of probably the only 0.00043%, give or take, of people on Earth raised Unitarian Universalist. And it never struck me that we were a small bunch, and worse, heretics. I thought everybody else was." And I have to say, living among the heretics has been a little rocky. I don't know why they feel so threatened, but one aunt spent 20 years trying to get me baptized, and another forced me to memorize the 23rd Psalm and the books of the Old Testament. Okay, now together. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, you know the routine. But as threatened as others have seemed of my faith, I have been awestruck by theirs as well as by ours, by yours and mine, and by the sheer concept. Take it on faith. My aunt takes it on faith that she will one day see her beloved sister, my mom, once again. I don't know, but I can't help appreciating the comfort that gives her, and sometimes I wish I could share her conviction. It's an act of faith to talk of the future. You know, things like to marry, to reproduce, to act selflessly, to acquiesce, to try to improve things. I was a kid when Abby Hoffman and the Yippies tried to levitate the Pentagon. I thought that what they were saying was, we have faith that if we all work together, we can move this thing. We can end this war and maybe get something done around here. I do too. Faith is a powerful thing, even for the heretics. So with just giving you a sampling of some of these this I believe statements, I want to move to some of those folks who just have some great ways of thinking about how their beliefs help shape how they live and love in the world. I also want to try and get to their comments about writing this I believe statement. Some have said it wasn't easy, but I'm glad I did it. Some said it felt like an act of gratitude, a way of saying thanks for the many ways these beliefs helped me negotiate tough times. And I really like how this other person articulated it. They said it was like looking at my marriage vows again, forcing me to ask again how loyal I've been to my beliefs. So when people had to go about doing this process of writing their this I believe statement, It made them look again at what was most important.
My name is Tim Farnham. I believe that there is no destination in life. Any arrivals on the journey are stopovers. The important thing on the journey is not how much you carry with you or what your stopovers look like, but your companions as you travel. I believe shying away from pain is what makes me choose fear, greed, hatred, or addiction as life companions.
So, Tim, I have a question for you. I realized when we asked people to do this exercise, was curious, and I think a lot of other people were, about how the process was for you. Did you enjoy doing it? Was it hard? How did you put together your belief statement?
I've spent years trying to figure out what I believe. Even before I came to First Unitarian, I knew there wasn't any packaged set of beliefs that fit for me. So it's been, you know, I've had experience thinking about it. I just haven't written a lot of it down.
Right.
So that was the hard part.
Was it a useful experiment or process?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. In fact, it helped me clarify in my own mind and get a better picture of how I see my own beliefs. And frankly, you know, sometimes I think my belief system is a little on the negative side. And so I've worked in the past year or so to look at what the positive side is.
Huh.
Because I've focused a lot for a long time on pain and how you have to live with it and make it a companion rather than try to run away from it, because when you're running away from it, you miss out on all kinds of wonderful things. I still think that dealing with pain is still a very important aspect everybody has to work out. But I think that it's important to also include sweetness as a real part of life.
Right.
So that you're not just stuck with the pain. You can be, you know, kind and gentle to yourself. When things really suck, a little bit of sweetness can make it a whole lot easier to get through.
Right.
And that also is another part of beliefs for me, is that if it doesn't help you decide what to do now and get through the day, what point is it?
Hmm.
And so to me, the whole question of God or no God, I can come up with opinions on that, but you know, it's like existence versus non-existence. Philosophers will argue about that. Well, what the? I exist as much as I exist, you know?
Right.
Who cares?
Right.
So
I can feel that pinch on my arm when I remind myself, right, I am here.
I just dropped that bottle on my foot.
Right. I do exist. Yeah. That's great. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm Bill Rolls. I believe I sometimes get it right. I believe in simple answers. I knew this woman for more than 20 years. I was her doctor. She recently died after a very long illness and a long, difficult hospitalization. She asked many questions, always expecting an answer to each one. We did not talk about philosophy, religion, good or evil. She wanted to know what was happening to her and what the treatments would do and when she would be able to drink water and when she would be able to go home. Every day she asked what she could do to help get better. She always believed she would go home, even though she needed help with everything that we take for granted, such as sitting up, eating, turning over in bed, swallowing, and much more. She had not been out of the hospital bed for over a year, and I had to tell her she would never stand up again. She accepted all this and still asked for whatever could be done to help her live. When she died, many of her family said to me that she always listened carefully to the answers to her questions. She would tell those who visited her what I had told her. It helped her, they said, to know and to understand, and she believed it helped her live better. I learned that the simple answers and the honesty gave us both dignity and respect for one another. When I look back at her life, I feel at this time I got it right, despite the times I wasn't sure at all.
I'm Juanita Steinman. I believe in people. I believe in the goodness in people. I believe in family. I believe my parents were extraordinary people. I believe in my husband and my children. The whole kit and caboodle, the entire bloodline, whether emotionally or geographically near or far. I believe in their quirkiness and their love. They are mine. I believe in pets, especially those who have been part of our family, and their countless hours of surprises and unconditional love. I believe in the magic of babies, the honesty of children, and that wisdom will come in our advancing years. This is also where I believe in miracles. I believe in laughter. I believe mistakes are okay. I believe in forgiveness. I believe you should be able to use as much ketchup as you want. I believe if you hurt someone, you should tell them you're sorry. I believe you can always learn something. I believe you should be a good friend and let your friends know how much they mean to you. I believe it is okay to cry. I believe vacations and banana splits are a necessary part of life. I believe in trust. I believe in Halloween. I love Halloween. I believe in the adage that home is the place that when you go there, they have to take you in. I believe you should never underestimate the hurt someone may carry. I believe you should tell people you love them. Most of all, I believe in kindness. That a trusting smile, a gentle touch, a kind word, sharing a story, laughing together, or a helping hand can change the day. I believe Blanche DuBois got it right when she said, "I have always depended on the kindness of strangers." I believe we should take care of each other.
I'm Anita Rosenfeld. I believe in miracles. Not the burning bush kind, not the walk on water kind, and not the raise the dead kind, but more the Mozart composing music at age 4 kind, and Van Gogh painting sunflowers when he was insane kind. But more than that, more even than that, I believe in the connectedness of people that happens sometimes for a moment, sometimes for a lifetime. Probably equally, I believe in the wonder of nature. And if I can experience the wonder of nature with the ones I feel connected with, it often becomes a transformative experience. When I see an acorn and realize a huge, majestic oak lies somehow within it, I bow to that miraculous mystery. When a baby smiles at me, or when I see a child's delight at blowing dandelion seeds for the first time, or when I find myself contributing to another's joy, I am filled with such a quiet peace that it passeth my understanding. I believe that everyone who is in our life is here for a reason, and the reason usually is to teach us something. Unfortunately, I did not always understand this, and there have sometimes been years before I realized the valuable gifts given to me by long-ago companions. And then because of geography or death, I have been unable to reconnect and thank them. And I have grieved and vowed to be more attuned and aware in future relationships. And that, perhaps, turns out to be the greater gift from them.
I'm also curious if the process of putting it down, you know, we say as Unitarian Universalists that it is our beliefs that inform our living and loving. I'm just curious that when, if you put those down on paper, if it informed how you acted or changed behavior or went back to at least thinking about how your beliefs influence your living and loving.
I think mine did. However, I would say I would like to rise to the occasion each time and be able to act in a very caring, loving way and in each and every situation. But sometimes you get busy, you get a little selfish, you don't do the thing you to say something to somebody you would should have been said, or you shy away from it. So I think it's sometimes hard to do.
I don't know that writing it changed as much as it felt in keeping with the feeling I have as a Unitarian Universalist. I think it maybe reaffirmed what I feel attracts me to Unitarian Universalism and reinforced it. So I don't think I felt a change from writing the piece so much as an affirmation of this fits and feels right.
Huh, right.
Yeah, I can relate to the fits and feels right also, because I really did see a very little acorn, and I really did imagine this majestic oak coming out of it. Mm-hmm. And I have recently come through an illness, and I was acutely aware of the divine in so many people who I'm sure really did help to heal me. So maybe I remembered what I wrote when I was thinking, isn't this person wonderful, you know?
That's great.
Yeah.
I found myself keeping the writing in a book by my bed. And whether I was reading another book or maybe it was a day that wasn't so great, but I would pull it out and read it again. Hmm. And it made me feel good.
Right. It's great. I like your piece about writing it and pushing yourself to live up to the standards of what it is that you said that I hold these truths to be self-evident in some ways. You know, the
right.
Same kind of idea that if I'm going to say I believe this, then I got to continually look back at it and make sure that I'm in alignment with what it is.
Yeah. Without a doubt, putting it on paper was the easier part.
Yeah.
Living up to it is a bigger challenge.
It is for all of us, dear. Yes.
Well,
especially
said.
With ketchup. Yes. Thank you very much, you guys.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you.
I'm Shirley Malone. This I believe. I used to think tiny people were somehow hidden in the back of the TV. How else could we have those pictures on the screen? and that my grandma was silly when she'd talk about angels watching us. I used to think when I grew up I'd know all the things adults around me knew when they talked among themselves, and that there was a God beyond the sky in charge of everything. Definitely, I believed in the split of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Today, I believe in the transmissions that send us radio, TV sounds, and pictures, and that there are angels of some kind, perhaps waves of energy in that form that we can communicate with, that actually can protect us if we only tune in. Today, I believe that the adult conversations that seem to be on a level above our comprehension are not so secret and mysterious and profound after all, and that there is a something not beyond the sky, but permeating the existence of humanity. All of these, I believe. This is the faith I have today, that all of us have that inner key of good we can choose to grow, to let it permeate ourselves and our world, and that every person I encounter is the most important person I will meet that day. I believe that positive thoughts, calmness within, cause events and days to go more smoothly, and with every sunrise, there is an equally beautiful sunset.
My name is Melissa Mitchell, and this I believe. What goes around comes around. I have often heard this phrase associated with revenge fantasies and people getting what's coming to them. I suppose that could be so, but I prefer to associate it with something more along the lines of the Golden Rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I have learned that what I choose to give to the world are likely the same things I will be getting back from the world and those I travel with. I choose to respond with love. I'm going to get love back. I have seen this work in my life and the lives of others. What goes around comes around. This I believe.
This is Vicki Schwartz. I believe in love, said over and over, like a needle stuck on an antique phonograph. I believe in love. In the mystery of its transforming power, sure as the earth spins each day, over and over and over, I believe in love.
I'm Claudia Cashman. I believe moments matter. Only moments matter at all. I went in search of the moon last night. I couldn't find it, but I believe it's there. My daughter called me at 8:15 p.m. to say, whatever you're doing, stop. Go to the beach. Look at the moon. It's full, it's huge, and it's orange. She knew I would like that. We have this moon bond. But the cloud cover was extreme, so we did not encounter that huge orange moon. We drove around looking for it, too. We went out in search of the moon. We would do that for our daughter. A dark sky and dark times with our second and last child, Chloe Althea, remembering her snuggled up between us in bed when she first started to know us, to smile when she looked at us. The smiles are not so frequent anymore during this very rough passage into adulthood. I believe those first smiles are still a part of us. I believe we will smile them again, that they will come out from behind this dark cloud cover, cover of night, coverer of light. My daughter said, look at the moon, it's huge, it's orange, go and see. I couldn't find the moon last night, but like Chloe's inherent goodness and truth, like the daughter I know we raised, I believe it's still there.
Carol Haas, I wanted to share my This I Believe statement with you. As a Catholic grade school and high school student, and then as a nun for 7 years, I led a life of certitude. My goal was heaven. My belief system led me to a life of striving, striving to be better than I was, to be worthy. Within this context, there was never a point of good enough. Frailty, failure, flaws, often sowed seeds of discouragement and depression in me. And there were always niggling fears about the others, those who did not believe in this one true church. What would happen to them? It has taken me many years to have the courage to listen to my own inner voice. My beliefs now are fewer and far simpler than those of my childhood. I believe that the journey is more important than the destination. Parenthetically, it is also more interesting and more fun. I believe in my fellow journeyers and letting myself be supported by them. I believe in savoring all that life offers, having gradually given up the delayed gratification that heaven implies. I believe in my good enough Unitarian Church. I believe in my good enough self.
I'm Marcia Blackman. Years ago, I left this country with my family to live abroad. At the time, I knew about American culture, at least in the Northeast, and about Christianity, at least the Episcopal Church, and not much more. But suddenly, we were living in the Arab world. We heard Arabic all around us. I woke to the muezzin's call from the mosque and watched prayer rugs unrolled in doorways on crowded streets when it was time to pray. We were welcomed into Qatari homes and enjoyed the warmth of Arab hospitality. We admired the closeness of their extended families. We liked their sense of humor. Generosity surrounded us, freely given, even taken for granted. Once, at a family picnic on a deserted beach in Qatar, a lone traveler approached us, a Bedouin with his camel. "Mai," he said, "water." We gave him water. He drank and drank and drank. Then, with a brief shukran, "thank you," he and his camel were gone. He knew we would share. Everyone did. After 8 years, I came home, but it wasn't quite home anymore. I believe that countries and cultures and religions are just different, that each has its own history and traditions, and that we can all learn from and appreciate these differences. I believe that the operative word is different, not better, not worse, just different. Yet I also believe that we are all basically the same, living our lives as best we can on this shared earth.
This show is inspired by the Unitarian Universalist belief that religion is about living well in this life rather than preparing for the next. We are grateful for the generous support from the Unitarian Universalist Funding Program for helping to make this show possible. If you'd like to find out more about Unitarian Universalism, check out our website at lifenowradio.org. Better yet, whether you're a regular listener or new to Life Now, if you enjoy what you've heard and experienced, we invite you to explore a little further by, dare I say it, visiting us on Sunday morning. But be prepared to leave your preconceptions of church and worship at home. Because every Sunday, my husband and I look out from our pulpit at a wonderful motley crew of heretics, feminists, theists, ex-Catholics, new Buddhists, and old hippies, atheists, doubters, and dreamers, die-in-the-wool Democrats, Republicans you can't pigeonhole, and Al Franken fans, college professors, cops, nurses, artists, and the newest truck driver in New York State, who we'd love to see among the crowd. First Unitarian is at 220 Winton Road South. Come and surprise yourself.